From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
If there's a place to consume New York Giants content, you can pretty much go to Paul. He'll be there. He's been the reporter and their host for the team since back in the 80s. And he joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Paul, how's it going?
I'm doing well, but excuse me while I guzzle down the next gallon of Geritol.
Oh, my. We're sitting here just... It feels fun. At least I get to sit here. Like, we did the Bengals yesterday. They're in a completely different spot. They get Joe Burrow. They just get their two top receivers. Now I feel like I get to talk. We get to go New York Giants, and we're all just sitting here like, so, veteran quarterbacks aren't working out well. What are we doing with the rookies? And we're all in the same spot.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird because Joe Shane, the Giants GM, had a pretty decent amount of cap room going into free agency. And I think the number now is between his own re-signings and the guys he's imported, I think he's had 15 different contracts that he's had signed since free agency actually started last week. Oh. So he's been perhaps the most active, or certainly one of the most active, general managers in football. But because he hasn't solved the quarterback puzzle, most people in New York are like sucking their thumbs and saying, okay, ho-hum, what's going on? Wake me up when the deal is done. So, you know, it's kind of weird in that regard because people just don't realize how much work he's actually gotten done and in many ways actually improved the team, especially the secondary, with those two huge signings between Debo and Holland.
Yeah, it has been a wild free agency for them. But as we look at the draft, Paul, is there anywhere else right now you hold the number three pick, anywhere else that the Giants are looking to go other than quarterback if they get the opportunity presented to themselves?
Oh, I don't think they're taking the quarterback at number three. I think that Ward is going to the Titans. I think that the Browns are going to take Carter. And I think the Giants at three will then take Travis Hunter. I think it's that simple. I think that at some point here in, I don't know, the next several days, the next week, however long it is, I don't give a horse's behind how long the timetable is, but because you don't have to have a quarterback today. You're not snapping the ball today, so you don't need one. You don't even have OTAs right now. So to be frank, this delay and signing the veteran QB is really not that big a deal. It's just that nobody has any patience. I think it's going to be Russell Wilson myself. And Wilson will come in, 37 years old. He'll be the quarterback for this season, possibly even next season. I think he's a two-year bridge. So I don't think they're going to force feed a quarterback at number three. And I don't think they're trading up with the Titans at number one.
Very interesting. Do you feel like the fan base is lockstep on that? Maybe not with Travis Hunter, but the idea that they're going veteran quarterback and not going to bring in somebody like a rookie to throw the ball? Or are they still, as a whole, more set on you probably end up with one of the younger guys here?
No, I think the fan base, quite honestly, is disgusted at the entire picture, to be frank with you. I don't think they're very happy with the veterans who are available. I don't think they're very happy having to wait and be patient for whoever the answer is going to be. We all know that this quarterback class is not a really, really stellar one. I mean, Cam Ward is the best one. Look, I was at the Combine for a week. Everybody and their mother, you know, who has an understanding of the game, knows that Ward has the best skill set of all the quarterbacks in this draft. He is not a number one overall pick. But quarterbacks get overdrafted. We all know that. Teams get desperate, so they push these guys up the ladder and they overdraft them. So he's going to wind up being the number one. Cleveland is not foolish enough to take Shedeur Sanders. He is nowhere near a top 20 talent in this draft. So I don't think they're going to be so dumb to take him. They're going to wind up taking Carter. Why not pair him opposite Myles Garrett? That makes an awful lot of sense to me. And that leaves Travis Hunter for the Giants. But on the other hand, if the Browns decide to take Travis Hunter, I think the Giants will take Abdul Carter. I mean, it's just that simple. I couldn't find, except for an occasional person in the corner of the room who even suggested that Shedeur Sanders would be a top 20 talent in this draft. So why would you take him at number two or at number three? It just doesn't make any sense. If I'm the Giants and I really wanted to take a quarterback in the first round, I would either move down or I would jump up from the second round and go get Jackson Dart somewhere around 2025. If Dart should, you know, still be on the board at that point. I like Dart's long-term future more than I like Shedeur Sanders. That, to me, that's not even a debate.
Paul Dottino with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A couple of things I want to grab from that. I guess what I'll throw out to you is, do you feel like Travis Hunter then is sort of a generational, like game-changing player, or is he just a really nice piece for the Giants to add? And I'd ask you a similar question about Abdul Carter as well.
No, I both of those two guys. Look, Hunter and Carter, and you can put them in whatever order you'd like, 1-2-2-1. They are the two most talented blue chip, lock, dynamite impact players in this draft. That's it. Those two guys. And then there's a cavern between the next level of guys. Those two guys should be the first two players picked in whatever order you choose, if it was strictly going to go by the grades or the skill sets of the players. Travis Hunter is that special. His ability to be a high-level, not only cornerback, but also a high-level receiver. I personally think you'd want to start him out at cornerback, work him in a little bit at receiver, but if you needed him more on the offensive side of the ball because that was hurting on your depth chart, well then, so you work him more in on offense. Either way, this guy...
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports... The Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Is an incredibly blue chip talent, and so is Abdul Carter. There is no question about those two guys. They are the two best players in the draft. They should be the top two kids taken, but they won't be. We all know that. That's the way quarterback situations work.
All right, Paul, I'll get you out of here with this. If you end up with, like you predict, Russell Wilson as the quarterback of the Giants, you threw out the idea that you could trade down or trade up and end up with Jackson Dart. Are you willing to pair the two and use Russ almost as like a mentor for one of those guys? How do you think it would work? Would it work? I'll leave that to you.
I think that's the best way for the Giants to go, to be frank with you. You get Wilson signed. And then you have the ability, because, you know, you're picking so high, you're the number three pick, right? So you've got pick number 35, which is the second pick in the second round, okay, which is 35 overall. I think that's what it is. And what you do is you take that. If you see that Dart is dropping and you're into the 20s and Dart's still there, well, you go up and get him then. Do it. Because Russell Wilson's going to start this season. He's only 37. There's no reason why he couldn't start for two seasons if you need him. You know, have that contract flexible enough so that maybe it's a three-year deal. You can get out of it after two. And if Dart comes along really, really quickly, then okay, fine. So maybe in 2026, you let him and Wilson fight it out and see who the best man is. That, to me, makes the most sense for the Giants. I felt that way for quite a long time now. I'm not changing my mind. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull that off, but I think that's the best case scenario.
All right, good stuff, Paul. Hopefully, I enjoyed this. I hope we get to talk to you maybe at least one more time, if not a couple more times here before we get to the draft and see if anything changes, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, anytime, fellas. Good to talk to you.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here, With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.